You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We are with you today on a Monday to gather another fun slate in the NBA. As always, we are sponsored by TwinSpire Sportsbooks for our odds. We have some exciting news with them coming later this NBA season. And our daily DFS picks are from Prize Picks. They are doing great work with us so far. They're with us throughout the rest of the season. We thank Prize Picks for sponsoring the show as well. And I wanted to get on the action really quickly with you about Prize Picks. First off, you didn't know about it. Prize Picks is the easiest way to do daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You pick a couple players, up to 2 to 5 players on an over under their projections. And you can go up to 10 times on the entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks has a ton of stats to choose from, including points, rebounds, assists, and 3-pointers made, for example. Prize Picks also allows mixed sport entries as well. Prize Picks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks is an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. Prize Picks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy to use, and Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals as well. So we thank Prize Picks for sponsoring our show today here on Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com. And let's go ahead and dive into the action here. Our odds, again, are via TwinSpire Sportsbook. Our first game up today is a fun one on the Monday slate. The Cleveland Cavaliers hosting the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets are 6-point favorites on TwinSpire. I do like the Nets in this spot to get the win and comfortably cover that spread. Just one of those games to me where it really stands out to me that Kevin Durant and James Harden should have their way against this team. There is no Colin Sexton. There is no Evan Mobley for Cleveland. So I think 6 points is a little too small for me. I like the Nets to cover the spread rather emphatically tonight in Cleveland. So let's dive over into our Price Picks over-unders. Kevin Durant at 28.5. That's very, very close to what I would do with him. Let's James Harden, 22.5. I'm going to go over. Darius Garland, over 18.5. I'm going to go over for him as well. And then 3-pointers made. Let's see here. Let's just do Kevin Durant points because he's not a 3-pointer, so we'll do points. Kevin Durant at 28.5 points. Darius Garland at 18.5 points. James Harden at 22.5 points. Now let's check out 3-pointers made. Garland and Harden, they're off the board. We have to use a Cavalier here in this spot. So let's see what's available here. So it looks like here, it is not. There's only one player on the board for Cleveland, which is a little weird right now, but only Darius Garland's on the board for them. So with that being said, 3-pick entry for now. The power play, if you want to do that, 3 out of 3 in the entry pays you 5 back the amount of money, compared to 10 times the amount. But we're going to go James Harden over 22.5 points, Darius Garland over 18.5 points, Kevin Durant over 28.5 points. So that's our over-under prop. If it's added on more before the games start, I'll be sure to throw on basketballnews.com. But in the meantime, I am going to go with the Nets -6 in big games from Harden, Durant, and Garland. Next game here, the Washington Wizards at hosting the Charlotte Hornets. The Wizards are 4-point favorites. This is one to me where I'm very on the fence about it. I could see it going either way. I think Charlotte's been very up and down, as we all know. Washington, it's very gritty. They're very good in these tough, close games. So I believe they're undefeated when they're within a 5-point margin so far this year. So with that being said, I think it is a close game throughout. I think the Wizards win in the clutch. And we're going to go Wizards -4 to cover the spread against the Charlotte Hornets. I expect big games around the board from a very high-scoring game. So let's go over to Prize Picks right now and check out the action. You guys can tail in it with me if you want to as well. So LaMelo Ball, 18.5 points. I'm going to avoid that one. Bradley Beal, 24.5 points. I am going to go over there. As am for Miles Bridges at 18.5 points. Let's do LaMelo Ball for assists and rebounds here. LaMelo Ball at 7.5 assists. I don't know if I like that one. I'm going to do Spencer Dinwiddie instead at 5.5. And LaMelo Ball for rebounds or three-pointers. LaMelo Ball at 2 threes. And then LaMelo Ball at 7 rebounds. I am going to go over on rebounds for LaMelo Ball. He's been hounding those boards recently, trying to get the triple-double trend going each game. So I do like that one to hit. So we're going to do Bradley Beal over 24.5 points. Miles Bridges over 18.5 points. LaMelo Ball over 7 rebounds. And Spencer Dinwiddie over 5.5 assists. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. So we're going to lock in that power play and lock in the Wizards to cover the four-point spread tonight at home. The next game here, the Boston Celtics hosting the Houston Rockets. The Celtics are 11.5-point favorites. Monster spread here in Beantown, but I still like the Celtics to win and cover the spread. Houston is on pace to be the early years, the process Sixers. They're on pace, I believe, for 8 or 9 wins this season. So that just kind of shows you exactly how it's going in Houston right now with all that young core still gelling together, not really much around them. John Wall sitting out games. So it's hard to imagine the Rockets winning a lot of games this year, let alone going into Boston tonight and pulling off a stunning victory. So I do like the Celtics to win and cover that 11.5-point spread on TwinSpires. Let's go over to Price Picks now and lock in for this game. Jason Tatum at 25 points. I'm going to go over on that, as am I for Jalen Green at over 13.5 points. Christian Wood as well, over 16.5 points. And then let's go ahead and check out rebounds and assists for this game as well. Marcus Smart has been awesome on the boards. Let me see what his over-under is for this game. So Marcus Smart for rebounds is not on the board. So we'll have to go somewhere else here to get another Celtic on the board. Al Horford, 7.5 rebounds. I don't like that one. Marcus Smart on the assist is at 5. I am going to come back to that one in just a second. Let's see the other one. Celtics. That's the only other Celtics. So I will have to go for the power play here because we always do power plays here on Prize Picks. I'm going to go with Marcus Smart over 5 assists. So we're going to lock in the following power play. Jason Tatum over 25 points. Christian Wood over 16.5 points. Jalen Green over 13.5 points. And Marcus Smart over 5 assists. $100 entry wins you back $1,000 on Prize Picks. We're going to lock that in. And let's head on to our next game here. The Atlanta Hawks hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Hawks are 12-point favorites. This feels like a really good opportunity for a get-right game for Trae Young and these Hawks. I just think the depth here is too much for Oklahoma City to handle. So I am going to go with the Hawks to cover the big spread here at 12. I think we see big games around all around the board from Atlanta. This is a team in Oklahoma City who's been very feisty, but if Atlanta really wants to be a legit team this year, they need to blow out a team like Oklahoma City who has a trend of losing big to good teams. So we're going to go with that trend continuing here. Hawks to cover the 12-point spread against the Thunder. And then let's go over to Prize Picks now and lock in for this game. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 20.5 points. I'm going to go over there, as am I for Trae Young over 23.5 points. Then let's go over to rebounds and assists. So Josh Giddey's rebounds have been really good recently. Let's see if he's on the board here. So it looks like Josh Giddey's not on the board for this one. We have to do one more Hawk and one more Thunder. Clint Capella at 12.5 rebounds. I am going to go over. He had the 12.5 in the last game as well. And the assists. Let's check on the assist totals for this game here as well. So it looks like here for assists for this matchup, we do not have anything except Trae Young on the board. So let's find one more Thunder player here if we can. So it looks like there is no other Thunder player on the board tonight. There's only Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah, it looks like it's only Shai on the board for OKC. So this is going to have to be our three-leg power play for now. You can lock in on this. Trae Young over 23.5 points. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 20.5 points. And Clint Capella over 12.5 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $500 for that one. So we will lock that in. Next game, the Chicago Bulls hosting the Indiana Pacers. The Bulls are 2-point favorites in this one. I love the Bulls to cover here for this one. I just think the Bulls are a lot better team. Indiana is maddeningly inconsistent. It's just so frustrating to watch this Pacers team because they're primed to blow up that roster. I just don't see how it's going to work long term. But Indiana, I just think ownership's not going to do that. So I'm going to write something on basketballnews.com this week about this during Thanksgiving week. But in the meantime, let's lock in the Bulls -2 on the point spread. And let's go over to Prize Picks right now and lock in for this game. So let's pull up this game right now on Prize Picks. We have Zach LaVine over under at 25. I'm going to go over on Zach LaVine there. Domantas Sabonis at 15.5 points. I'm going to go over there as well. I do still like the size advantage for him down low. And then let's go over to rebounds and assists here. So for rebounds, let's check what we have available. For rebounds, we have Sabonis. We already used him. So we have to either do Brogdon at 5, LeVert at 3, DeRozan at 5, Lonzo at 5.5. Let's go for Lonzo Ball over 5.5 rebounds. And then for assists, let's check on the assists for this game. So for the assists, we have Malcolm Brogdon. That's my favorite one here, 4.5. We're going to go in the direction of Malcolm Brogdon over 4.5 assists. We're going to lock in this forward leg power play. Zach LaVine over 25 points. Domantas Sabonis over 15.5 points. Malcolm Brogdon over 4.5 assists. And Lonzo Ball over 5.5 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. So we're going to take that and also the Bulls to win and cover the 2-point spread tonight at home in Chicago. The next game here, the New Orleans Pelicans host the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are 3-point favorites on the road. I think it's going to be a very entertaining game, but I still think Minnesota's talent in the end wins out here. I think that 3-point spread's around the money. So we're going to go with the Timberwolves to cover that 3-point spread. I think it's a very high-scoring affair tonight. So let's lock in on price picks here and take a lot of point overs here. Karl Anthony Towns, 21.5 points. I love the over there. Brandon Ingram over 21.5 points. We're going to go over there as well. Anthony Edwards over 21.5 points as well. We're going to go over there. And then let's see what the other ones. D'Angelo Russell, 19.5. We're going to go over there as well. Actually, we can't because we already used 2 Minnesota players. So let's go to Jonas Valanciunas on the rebound category. He always hits for us. So we'll go to Jonas Valanciunas. 11.5 rebounds. We're going to lock that in here. 4-leg power play. $100 entry wins you $1,000. Karl Anthony Towns, Brandon Ingram, and Anthony Edwards all to go over 21.5 points. And Jonas Valanciunas over 11.5 rebounds. We're going to take that and the Timberwolves to cover the 3-point spread on the road of the Bayou. The Bucks minus 13 over the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. Another monster spread here, but I feel like one where I think Giannis and co. get this one done. They cruise throughout. I think they win by 20-plus points in this one. So I think this Magic team is very feisty. They're going to keep it close for the first quarter and a quarter and a half. But then after that, I think Milwaukee just opens it wide open. And the Bucks just run away with this one and win by 15-plus points. So I like them to cover that 13-point spread. Let's go over to price picks right now and lock in for this game. We have Giannis Antetokounmpo over 25.5. We're going to take that one and run. Same for Chris Middleton at 16.5 points. We're going to take that here. And then Mo Bamba rebounds. That's always one of our reliable ones here. Mo Bamba rebounds. We have that currently at 8.5. We're going to take the over on Bamba rebounds. And then assists. Let's check on the assists for this matchup here as well. So for assists, we have the following Magic players. Jalen Suggs at 4. Let's come back to that one in just a second. And then 3-pointers made. Let's see what's on the 3-pointer board here. Jalen Suggs, 1.5. So it's going to have to be Suggs, 1.5 threes or the assists. Let's go for the assist here with Jalen Suggs. He's been improving a lot the last week or so in Orlando, which is fun to watch. So we're going to take Jalen Suggs over 4 assists and lock in 4-leg power play here. Giannis Antetokounmpo over 25.5 points. Chris Middleton over 16.5 points. Mo Bamba over 8.5 rebounds. And Jalen Suggs over 4 assists. We're going to take that in the Bucks to cover the 13-point spread at home today. Phoenix Suns winners of 12 straight games. They're now in San Antonio tonight, the second of a back-to-back. Spread is 5.5 on TwinSpires. I do like the Suns to win their 13th straight game. I like them to cover that spread as well. This team is the well-oiled machine right now. Everything's working well for them. Devin Booker and Chris Paul are in sync. DeAndre Ayton looks really good since his return from his leg contusion injury. Mikal Bridges is getting more confidence by the game. This bench is very strong too. This Suns team and the Warriors, they're really separating themselves right now in the Western Conference as the 2 top teams there. I think the Suns momentum is going to ride for a while here. I see a long winning streak even past 12. We're going to make it 13 tonight with the Suns covering the 5.5-point spread. The second half of back-to-back in San Antonio. So let's lock in Suns minus 5.5 and then go over to price picks right now and make our picks for this game. So we're going to go with Chris Paul over 14.5 points. I think it's one of those games for Chris Paul where he bounces back and has a really solid game. DeJounte Murray, we're going to go to his rebounds here as well and settle that one because he is usually very much dependable on the rebounds. So for DeJounte Murray, we have his at, 7 rebounds. I like the over there on DeJounte Murray rebounds. And then let's go to assists here. I actually like Devin Booker to get over on his assists if he's on the board here. He is at 4. A lot of teams are doubling and trapping him recently. He's getting a lot more assists off that. So I do love Booker in the spot to get over on his assists. And then for rebounds and three-pointers, man, let's check on three-pointers made first. Devin Booker's on the board. We need to go for a spur player. So Doug McDermott, 1.5. Derek White, 1.5. Or we can do assists here as well. Let's check on the assists. Derek White, 4 assists. I don't like that one as much. Let me see. I actually like Doug McDermott, I think, over 1.5 threes in this game. I think he does can a couple. So that'll be our four-leg power play here. We have Chris Paul over 14.5 points. DeJounte Murray over 7 rebounds. Devin Booker over 4 assists. And Doug McDermott over 1.5 threes. We're going to lock that in and take the Suns to cover the 5.5 point spread tonight. Our next game here, the Jazz hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. The Jazz are 10.5 point favorites. This Grizzlies team is really bad defensively. And then also, you see how good the Utah Jazz defense is. So I just think it's a really bad spot for Memphis. I am going to take that 10.5 point spread for Utah to win and cover. I know it's a big spread, but Salt Lake City is so tough to play in. This Jazz team feels very locked in right now. They just went into Sacramento and got Luke Walton fired. So I think it's going to be a really fun game for both sides. A lot of points in this game. But I think the Jazz defense wins out here. They win and they cover comfortably, winning by 15 or so points. I'm going to take the Jazz minus 10.5 over the Grizzlies. So let's go over to Prize Picks right now and make our picks for this game. Ja Morant, 22.5 points, and Donovan Mitchell at 24.5 points. I expect a fun scoring battle there, so we're going to go over for both of them there. And then let's go and check out here our other ones here for rebounds and assists and three-pointers made. So Rudy Gobert rebounds, I always like hitting the over here. It's usually very dependable. 12.5 rebounds for Rudy Gobert, we are going to go over. And then let's go over to assists here as well and see what's available for this game. So for assists, we have... So no Grizzlies on the board except Ja Morant. So let's go to three-pointers made and see what's available here. So just Ja Morant there as well. So let's go back to points and see what else is available for points. We have Desmond Bane, 14.5. And you also have Jaren Jackson at 14.5. I think it's a very tough game for both those guys. So let's just stick to this three-leg power play here. I like both, all three of these. Donovan Mitchell over 24.5 points. Ja Morant over 22.5 points. And Rudy Gobert, 12.5 rebounds over. Power play on three entry pays you back 5 times the amount, so $100 wins you back $500. So let's go over and lock that in and then go to our final game tonight, the Sacramento Kings hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. It's a game to me where I don't know exactly where to go. Usually teams get that fired coach bump for a game or two. That usually happens, and the Kings are 4-point favorites tonight. Philadelphia is very shorthanded in this one too. Just a scenario to me where it's kind of hard to envision the Sixers winning this game, especially their rest players. So we're going to go with the coach bump here. We're going to go with the Kings to win this game. We're going to go De'Aaron Fox over 18.5 points as well. And then we're also going to go over to assist, lock in Tyrese Halliburton's assists, which is at 4.5. We're going to take the over on Halliburton assists. Rebounds, let's see if there's any available for this game for Philadelphia. So it looks like for Philadelphia, there are no props available for this game yet. So yeah, it looks like here, no props. So I'll be sure if it is up by the time I write my story on basketballnews.com, I'll make sure to include my power play option there. But I do like a big De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton game. I like the fired coach bump from Sacramento here. So I am going to go Kings minus 4. So we're going to lock in this 10-leg parlay if you want to do it all, or just the picks against the spread here for all 10 games tonight. Nets minus 6 over the Cavaliers. Wizards minus 4 over the Hornets. Celtics minus 11.5 over the Rockets. Hawks minus 12 over the Thunder. Bulls minus 2 over the Pacers. Timberwolves minus 3 over the Pelicans. Bucks minus 13 over the Magic. Suns minus 5.5 over the Spurs. Jazz minus 10.5 over the Grizzlies. And Kings minus 4 over the Sixers. I like all the favorites tonight in this one. It's a rarity, but I do like all the favorites tonight for Monday's 10-game slate. So that's going to be it for today's episode of Nothing But Bets. Appreciate everyone listening in. As always, make sure to rate and review as well on whatever stream platform you're listening to. Make sure to listen to us every day before the NBA games tip off so you get your inside advantage on your picks. And then also make sure to read basketballnews.com. We provide awesome content every single day. Yours truly writes a lot of stories over there. We have a star-studded lineup there as well. So make sure to go read basketballnews.com and listen to Nothing But Bets in the basketballnews.com podcast network every single day as well. So thanks again for listening to the latest episode of Nothing But Bets. Happy betting, and make sure to get those W's tonight on your picks.